This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The government and the opposition parties today reached a consensus to end the deadlock in the ongoing winter session of the parliament, ensuring smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. The breakthrough came during a meeting convened by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla of the floor leaders of various political parties at the Parliament House this afternoon. During the meeting, Mr. Birla requested all the members to let the House function smoothly. The leaders agreed to extend their support to run the House smoothly. The meeting was attended by Gaurav Gogoi of Congress, Kalyan Banerjee of TMC, Lavu Shrikrishna Devarayalu of TDP, T.R. Balu of DMK, Supriya Sule of NCP, Dharmendra Yadav of SP, Dileshwar Kamath of JDU, Abhay Kushwaha of RJD, Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT, among others. Later, talking to reporters outside the parliament, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, "The leaders who were present in the meeting have assured their support for smooth conduct of both the houses of the parliament." He said, "A special discussion on the constitution to commemorate its 75th year of adoption will be held in the Lok Sabha on 13th and 14th of this month. In the Rajya Sabha, the discussion will take place on 16th and 17th December. Earlier, both the Houses of Parliament could not transact any substantive business on the fifth consecutive day. Today, following the opposition's continued ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and violence at Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. Amid uproar, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha witnessed adjournments first till noon and then for the day. The BJP has appointed senior party leaders Nirmala Sitharaman and Vijay Rupani as the party's central observers for its legislature party's meeting in Maharashtra, where the MLAs will elect their leader. The BJP parliamentary board has approved their appointment. The BJP-led Mahayuti coalition registered a landslide victory, securing 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. Meanwhile, the suspense regarding the new chief minister of Maharashtra continues amidst intense political discussions. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani are likely to meet the newly elected BJP MLAs in Mumbai tomorrow evening. The BJP's legislature party meeting is scheduled to be held on Wednesday. The much-anticipated oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected BJP-led Mahayuti government in Maharashtra is scheduled to take place on Thursday evening at Mumbai's Azad Maidan in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Cyclone Fengal has caused widespread devastation, bringing record rainfall and flooding to Puducherry and parts of Tamil Nadu. In Puducherry, four persons were killed in rain-related incidents while two others are still missing. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy has announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees each to the families of those who lost their lives in the incident. To ease the hardships caused by severe weather, the Chief Minister also declared 5,000 rupees relief for every ration card holder in the Union Territory. Highlighting the relief operations, the Chief Minister said the government evacuated 551 people and shifted them to relief camps. The Supreme Court today refused to relax emergency measures implemented under Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan GRAP to tackle severe air pollution in the Delhi NCR region till it noticed a downward trend in the air quality index level. Posting the matter to the 5th of this month, a bench comprising Justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Masih said the Apex Court will examine the AQI levels on Thursday and find out whether there is any downward trend. India has said that the incident related to the breach of premises at the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission earlier today in Agartala is deeply regrettable. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said the diplomatic and consular properties should not be targeted under any circumstances. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India thrashed Japan by a massive 211 runs in a Group A match at Sharjah in United Arab Emirates to register their first win in the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.